Friends, this poem is titled Around the Corner by Charles Hanson Towne. Around the corner, I have a friend. Around the corner, I have a friend in this great city that has no end. Around the corner, I have a friend in this great city that has no end. Yet days go by. Yet days go by and weeks rush on. And before I know, a year is gone. And I never see my old friend's face. For life is a swift and terrible race. He knows I like him. He knows I like him just as well as in the days when I rang his bell. And he rang mine. We were younger then. And now we are busy, tired men. Tired with playing a foolish game. Tired with trying to make a name. Tomorrow I say I will call on Jim. Just to show that I'm thinking of him. But tomorrow comes, and tomorrow goes, and the distance between us grows and grows. Around the corner, yet miles away. Around the corner, yet miles away. Here's a telegram, sir. Jim died today. Around the corner, yet miles away. Here's a telegram, sir. Jim died today. And that's what we get and deserve in the end. Around the corner, a vanished friend. And that's what we get and deserve in the end. Around the corner, a vanished friend. Written by Charles Hanson Towne from his publication, A World of Windows and Other Poems, first published in 1919 by the George H. Doran Company in New York. Why is it that some people in our life, we only appreciate them after they're gone? And that's a terrible mistake that we make. Did you know, friends, there's this Australian nurse called Bronnie Ware. She published a book called The Five Regrets of Dying People. And I have spoken at length about all the five regrets in a separate video. But I think three out of the five, it's important to mention them here. Regret number two out of the list of the top five regrets. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Bronnie, in an article in The Guardian, and I quote her, she said, this came from every male patient that I nursed. Primarily the males, they miss their children's youth and their partner's companionship. All of the men, she wrote, I nursed deeply regretted spending so much of their lives on the treadmill of a work existence. Regret number two, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. The reason why I'm mentioning all this is because they're interconnected to the sort of the lifestyles that we are leading to. And I hope this list gives you food for thought to make the course corrections that you need to make in your lives. Regret number four on the list of the five regrets. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. I quote Bronnie Ware again. She said in the interview, often they would not truly realize the full benefits of old friends until their dying weeks. And it was not always possible to track them down. Of course, many had become so caught up in their own lives that they had to let their golden friendships slip by over the years. There were many deep regrets about not giving friendships the time and the effort that they deserved. Everyone misses their friends when they are dying, says Bronnie Ware. Regret number four. Regret number five on the list of the top five regrets. I wish I had let myself be happier. I wish I had let myself, allowed myself to be happier. Bronnie writes, many did not realize until the end that happiness is a choice. They had stayed stuck in old patterns and habits. Fear of change had them pretending that they were content. When deep within, they longed to laugh properly like a child once again and have silliness in their life once again. And this sort of laughter and this sort of time you can only enjoy with your old friends. Life is short and unpredictable, my friends. Don't die with regrets. Take care and thank you for watching.